Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, Dean, how you doing today?
Doing good, man.
Yourself? Awesome. I'm doing fantastic. Listen, a lot of times people who watch these videos, they're producing a book, they're producing a business, a product or service. And sometimes outsiders ask the question, like, if you do one book, why would you ever do a second book?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like having kids, I feel like. Some people say, well, you've already had one kid. Why have a second kid? And I just met a guy who had 11 kids yesterday. Can you believe that?
So 11, but that means 11 books,
11
right?
11 books. So let's talk about that. Like, sure. Why publish a second book? Why share a second message? What do you think?
Yeah, so I think for us, one of the things that we're learning is that books capture ideas that affect causes.
Mm.
So capturing certain ideas, so for us, we have a cause right now.
Okay.
We've got this relational need to help families, to help marriages, to help young couples who are getting married, to help single folks who are trying to navigate some of those things in their life. And then we have a development need for our church, for
Fantastic.
To develop a site that eventually becomes a building. And so we answer both of those things in one book that we feel like, man, this will really help people.
Love it.
In the process of helping people, it can also help our site. So we give the people the opportunity, what we're calling, to do good, do good.
Do good, do good.
Yep.
And it's called the Out of Sight Project.
Yeah, the project is called the Out of Sight Project. And then the name of the book is called Your Next 30 Days of Relationships. So we kicked it off Sunday.
Yeah.
We pre-sold about 500 copies of the book.
Wow.
So incredible start for us.
Yeah.
We're real excited.
And the goal is to actually get to 10 or 20,000.
We would love to get there. Now, that's kind of our
it's
BHAG,
right?
It's our BHAG goal. Yeah. We understand that. But, yeah, we'd love to get there.
That's awesome. So if you're not familiar with Dean, he wrote a book called Your Next 30 Days.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps people who are new in the faith. Like, what do? 30 days after, right?
Yeah, right. It's what's your next step?
Yeah.
For most people, they come to faith, or for a lot of people, they come back to faith. They went to church when they were young, and they have kids, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know what to do, right?
That's
so
right.
They come back to faith, and they don't know, where do I go from here?
I love it.
And so, the concept of your next 30 days was answering that question, how do we help people know what's next? So I come to church on a Sunday, but what's next?
I love it. I love it. And so I'm going to support my arm here.
so
here's the point. Folks, you might be watching this today and say, you know what, I already did a book. I did a book a long time ago, or, you know, I kind of said a message or I started a product or service. But my guess is that you're not done yet. You know, a lot of times we learn, and that's the only negative about writing a book. I tell people, there's only one negative of writing a book. It's a snapshot of who you are in time. So you write a book 10 years ago, that's who you were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I know you believe in growth, Dean. So you believe that as people are growing, they should keep sharing messages?
Yeah, and I think as we develop, what happens is it's not just about us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't become the lake, so to speak. We become the river, right?
Oh, I like that.
So we want to give away what God is doing on the inside of us. That's our specific context. I understand there's a broader context for people who are either in business or whatever. But for us, and so I think this next iteration for us is really about how do we write a book and answer a cause at the same time?
At the same time.
How do we do good?
I love that. And I love how you're casting vision. You know, so many times people, it's like they start inviting people into the process at the end. It's almost like saying, hey, I'm having a baby tomorrow. And no one can really celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you're doing. You're bringing the people along at LifePoint and also the community to say, hey, we got something fantastic coming. And it's called Your Next 30 Days. And it's about relationships.
So it's Your Next 30 Days of relationships. And for us, it's kind of a big risk and it's kind of not.
Yeah.
I invited 29 different people from our church to write.
Yeah.
And to share their stories. So I'm sharing one day of 30 days. The other 29 folks are sharing their stories. But I got to tell you, Carrie, the stories are incredible. Listen, they are phenomenal.
I met one of the authors named Brian and his wife Cindy, and they were beaming. They were so excited. So, folks, think about that. Dean is not making this all about him or his message. He's sharing the ownership not only of the book itself, but also to participate in it. And if you are local, this is all taking place. The site is on 23, right in front of Menards.
Right.
And we're going to actually see the physical fruit of this vision. So be a soul on fire. This is Carrie Overrunner, Dean Folks, pastor of Life Point Church, and go pick up your next 30 days in relationships. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.